our forefathers invested in the inland waterway system. They had a great vision. And while the projects had a 50-year design life, we're still operating many of the original projects. And as a result, we're keeping them going, but they're not as efficient as we could be. Today, a modern tow is 1,200 feet long with 15 barges. The locks on many of our waterways have no redundancy. That is, only one lock, and if that lock were to fail, you know, we'd stop commerce. But the other is they're only 600 feet long, and so the tows have to break apart. It takes a long 3-4 hours to do that, and so it adds cost to the transportation system. And so we have been, over the last two decades, investing in building 1,200-foot locks, but we still have another 25 years to go to get there. But the system is in a relatively good shape from a maintenance point of view, although there's individual examples where the structure is failing, but so far has not failed. The system is dependable, but if we continue to not invest in the system, it will at some point reach a state of unreliability. We are not there, therefore we're not in a crisis, and we now have a program underway to modernize the system over the next 20 to 25 years. But the president's initiative of modernizing infrastructure over the next 10 years would allow us to deliver these projects faster at lower cost than the current program has underway.